We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. And today we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. So Apple has set a date for its next big event. Let Loose will take place at 7 a.m. Pacific 2 weeks from today. So, Mark, what is the company expected to announce?
Yeah, I would say that this is not their biggest event of the year. That's probably the iPhone launch in the fall, followed by their AI conference in June. But this is pretty significant. Apple has not released a new iPad in about a year and a half. That drought is about to be over, and they are, so to speak, about to let loose a bunch of new iPads, including revamps to both the iPad Pro and the iPad Air, as well as the key Apple Pencil and Magic Keyboard accessories for both of those tablets. So anyone holding out for an iPad, May 7th is going to be a pretty exciting day.
So let's first describe, or what do we know about how different these new iPads may be?
Okay, so let's start with the iPad Air. The iPad Air, that's their mid-tier tablet. It's going to be a small update because basically what they're doing is they're upgrading the chip. They're going to be moving to the M2 processor from the M1. It's about a 10 to 15% CPU bump. But the bigger change happening on the iPad Air is actually going to be, for the first time, they're going to release a model with a 12.9-inch screen size. So they're moving from a top-end 11-inch or a 10.9-inch size to a top-end 12.9-inch size, which gives you basically the same amount of screen real estate as the iPad Pro. Now, the iPad Pro is where you're going to get the real new goodies. They're moving to a new design, right? It's an updated version of the current form factor. They're moving to an OLED display. So that means for the first time, they're moving to the same screen technology used in the iPhone since 2017, which is a much better, much crisper, higher resolution, better color reproducing type of display. So everything about the iPad is about the screen. Now the iPad screen is going to become pretty much as good as you can get on the market. This is going to be one of the first OLED tablets to ship in volume. So this is a really big deal for the iPad Pro line. And then I don't want to forget the accessories. The Magic Keyboard, that's their $400 keyboard and trackpad attachment. That's going to get a major upgrade. It's going to use aluminum. Right now, it uses rubber and plastics entirely. So it's going to get much more durable and make the iPad Pro, when you're using it, look more like a laptop.
What about the consumer demand for something like this, Mark? I mean, I understand, you know, putting new bells and whistles on something that they haven't done in several years, but is there a consumer demand for a better iPad compared to an iPhone?
Well, there's a lot of pent-up demand, I would say, right? There's a lot of people who've been waiting to buy iPads because the upgrade cycle has just become so elongated, right? And so I think there are going to be a lot of people purchasing these iPads. But for me, it doesn't change the overall iPad story, which is, are people really buying iPads like they used to in a world where the iPhone is becoming a much bigger deal? There was a time where people thought, including myself, the Vision Pro would replace the iPad, but those headsets are not selling in the quantities Apple would have liked. So it does seem like the iPad does have quite a bit of a road ahead. It's just about making the software on par with the hardware. The hardware has never been the issue with the iPad. The hardware has always been state-of-the-art, breakthrough, more than worth the cost. It's the software that's always been behind. So you're going to see the new iPads in early May. Hopefully in early June at their developer conference, you'll see some software to take advantage of that newfound performance and capability.
And would that kind of bridge the gap between what you would need an iPad for? Because I can carry my iPhone around with me everywhere. Not quite sure I want to carry an iPad around with me all the time. And if I have to do a lot of work, I'll just break out my MacBook.
The iPad has become, for most people, a content consumption device, something for watching Netflix on the airplane, right? Or browsing the web or your email while on the couch. What you really want from an iPad is for it to replace your laptop. And the hardware has always had capability to replace your laptop, but it's really been the software that's been a bit behind. So they can make the hardware as good as they want, but until they make the software at the level that you need for a full laptop replacement, the iPad story hasn't changed. But I have a feeling it's going to start to shift with some big software upgrades in the fall.
Well, we'll see. Thank you so much. That is Bloomberg tech reporter Mark Gurman. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg TV at 2 p.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.